was a major goal. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has signed off on a health care, climate, and tax package long sought by Democrats.
President Biden waited 18 months to sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law, legislation representing a pared-down version of his Build Back Better agenda.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
The president hailed long-sought goals like capping Medicare drug prices and spending about $375 billion on climate and energy initiatives.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever.
The measure won Senate and House approval this month with only support from Democrats. Republicans warn of higher taxes for working families and spending that will heighten inflation. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One of the most closely watched House races will be decided tonight. Polls close in Wyoming in about an hour, where Republican Liz Cheney, who is the co-chair of the House January 6th committee, faces a primary challenge from several people, including Trump-backed Harriet Hageman, Alaska holding a special election for the House seat held by Don Young, and there's a primary for the Senate seat currently held by Republican Lisa Murkowski. Explosions and fires at an ammunition depot in Crimea in the second suspected Ukrainian attack in just over a week. Russia calling it an act of sabotage by Ukraine.
Russian officials saying that this massive explosion caused damage at nearby apartment buildings and forced the evacuation of roughly 3,000 people. The blast blowing up a Russian military depot. And just last week, another explosion in Crimea destroyed at least 9 Russian planes.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and has used it as a springboard for attacks across the country. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A report says prosecutors are struggling to go after pandemic relief fraud.
There have been hundreds of prosecutions, but investigators say there was so much fraud in federal COVID relief programs, they're still just getting started. With some 500 people working on cases across offices of 21 inspectors general, in addition to investigators from the FBI, the Secret Service, the Postal Inspection Service, and IRS, according to the New York Times, which calls it one of the largest frauds in American history due to billions being stolen. Some 1,500 people have been charged, and more than 450 people have been convicted. Some officials believe the number of open cases means some smaller dollar thefts may just go unpunished. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
General Motors recalls almost a 500,000 big SUVs over a problem with third-row seatbelts.
GM is recalling 484,000 2021 to 2022 Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes, Cadillac Escalades, and GMC Yukons in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third-row seatbelts to malfunction. The automaker is saying that rivets that hold the buckle to the mounting bracket may have been formed improperly, and that the belts may not properly hold the passenger in a crash, increasing the risk of injury.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office believes it was a capuchin monkey that called 911 from a zoo last Saturday night. The call disconnected and dispatchers tried to call and text back, but there was no response, so deputies were sent to investigate. The address turned out to be the Zoo to You near Paso Robles, but the deputies found that no one there made the call. They deduced that the monkey named Root had apparently picked up the zoo's cell phone, which was in a golf cart used to move about the property. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.